Father, we are just so glad that we get to join together from every part of the country, Lord, to join together here in your name, Lord, and to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to actually hear your voice, Lord. And that's our heart's desire, is to hear from your heart what you're saying to your people, Lord, and that you hear our hearts as well. And we just rejoice in this time that has been set aside by Larry, and that you've put this on his heart. And so we're just going to start off saying, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great, how great is our God. Lord, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. So our hearts will sing, how great is our God. And we just want to say, I love you, Lord, and we lift our voice to worship you, oh my soul. Mm-hmm.
are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
You, Lord, that you are living, that your word's alive, that you're Emmanuel, that you're with us. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you that you are sitting on the throne, Lord God. You are sitting on the throne above all thrones. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords, and you are sitting on the throne of our heart. Be glorified, Lord Jesus, in this time that we give to you, Lord. Amen.
Oh. Now a time of open prayer. Father in heaven, we praise you. We come before you, Lord, with nothing. We're mere flesh. We came from dust, and we will return to dust. And Lord, we are gone like a whisper, like the grass. And Lord, we're so humbled, Lord, to be called by Almighty God. You are in heaven, and we are on earth. But we have nothing to boast about. But Lord, we can boast about you. You're so great and so mighty. You give us all that we need. You take care of us. You look after us. You go before us, and you come behind us. You take care of us, Lord, like a father looks over a small child, a truly loving father, perfect in all ways. Help us to know you more. Help us grow in understanding. Help us to have wisdom and knowledge. And Lord, just help us. Help us to truly understand you more. Not that we ever will completely. But Lord, I just feel like if we just know a little more, Lord, it goes a long way with helping us in our lives. With the patience we need, with the contentment you want us to have. And more importantly, Lord, the love we need for others. God, I don't know how you put up with it. I really don't. I don't know how you put up with me for so many years to get me to agree with you. To get me to come to your side. That I might say, yes, Lord, I will comply. Yes, Lord, I will agree with you. Yes, Lord, I will do what you ask. Because, Lord, my way leads to nowhere. My way leads to disaster. But your way, Lord, is all about life. Your way is great and peaceful and alluring. Your way is adorable. My way is just so selfish and self-serving and it's just ugly and dark. And Lord, you've given me light. You've given me light to walk in. You've given me your word that really shines a light on my path. And for that, I just praise you. I praise you for breathing life into me. More than the natural life, but the supernatural life. And I thank you for Barbara. I thank you for Jeff Campbell. I thank you for Brooke and Andy. I thank you for Pastor John. And all the regulars that join us on Bible team calls, and I just thank you for this morning that you meet with us.
Yes.
I thank you for Brooke and her beautiful voice to lead us, to really soften our hearts, preparing us to worship you. Lord, be with us as we continue to worship with you. Lord, I lift up our... Go ahead, Andy. Pray.
I was just going to say, Lord, we thank you for your scripture that says, a man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And you say that you will take care of our earthly needs. And, Lord, we have some more difficult earthly needs that we're certainly going to ask you for help with. But we just want to just acknowledge the fact that our earthly needs are for this life only, but our need for relationship with you and to be converted and to begin to live in this life the way that one ought to live in the next life, or the one that one that will live in the next life if one wants to be with you. Just those are the priorities. Those are the absolutely urgent needs that we have in this life. And Lord, we thank you that when we do that, we find out, and I could definitely echo Larry's prayer as far as the spirit behind it. I think all of us could. It's just amazing when we actually do spend more than a few seconds with you of why don't we spend more time with you and why don't we make your priorities our priorities. But yet, Lord, you don't reject us in spite of our repeatedly doing that. And we thank you that we have this set-aside time today to press in with intentionality towards the ways of eternity and the ways of eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Father, which art in heaven, to you be all honor, praise, and glory. I confess with my lips that you alone are the almighty creator of the universe and that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
I accept his death on the cross. I repent of my sins, and I believe that you are faithful and just to cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Hallelujah.
Father in heaven, I bring before you every person in this Super Saturday meeting this morning,
Hallelujah.
Along with my husband who is with me, along with all of our friends, our family, members of our churches, and the persons with whom we live and work. I bring before you every situation and every issue that each and every one of them are now facing. Lord, you said in 1 John 5:14 that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us.
Amen.
You also said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I ask, Lord, that you break loose from all of us this day any chains of the enemy, chains of confusion, anger, depression, retaliation, lying, deception, fear, doubt, insecurity, worry, greed, despair, poverty, joblessness, hatred, viciousness, violence, loneliness, emptiness, pride, stubbornness, destruction, ego, delusions of grandeur, lust, selfishness, hurt, pain, sorrow, oppression, death, ancient power, deception, sexual perversions, coldness, no mercy, no remorse, addictions, low self-esteem, mind control, familiar spirits, rebellion, unbelief, delusion, selfishness, seduction, suicide, incest, ungratefulness, and prayerlessness. I renounce in the name of Jesus every stronghold of the enemy in the lives of each and every one of the individuals present here. I ask for the anointing of God in their lives. Break every yoke and open every portal. I decree and declare the works of darkness destroyed and every curse in our lives reversed. Fill our lives with the glory of God through the blood of Jesus for his sake. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. Lord, I want to pray for continued healing for Brooke. You know the surgeries Brooke has. You know everything that's gone on in her body. Lord, I just pray that you continue to heal her.
Thanks.
I pray for their event on October 12th. I pray that they succeed in reaching out
Amen.
To people as ambassadors,
Amen.
Lord.
Yeah.
I love the sign idea, need prayer. Everybody needs
yeah.
prayer, Lord.
Yeah.
And on that line, Lord, I want to ask that you help us with the fear that is beginning to grip this country. We
yeah.
have fear of ISIS. We have fear of Ebola.
Yeah.
We have fear of any given number of disaster, Lord. And I just want people to know that you are there and that you are in control.
Yeah.
That there's nothing that can happen to us that you don't allow, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you want to wake us up, Lord. We've been in a slumber and we've forgotten your name and we've forgotten who you are, Lord. But we want people to know that you are the living God. We want people to know that you are still there. And Lord, I just ask you to give us some peace. Help us to know that we can still call on your name, and we can still humbly bow before you and ask for your help. Lord, we ask you to intercede. Lord, we're all in darkness. And Lord, we just ask you to help us as a nation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray for Barbara, her sister and her mother.
Thank you, Lord.
And as ovarian cysts, Lord, I just pray that you cast that out, that you annihilate.
Yes.
And
in
give,
the name of
and
Jesus.
Give healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We lay our hands, Lord, as much as we can from here, from all across the nation, Lord. We just ask that you heal, bring healing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, pray.
We lift up her mother with the kidney not functioning properly. We just
the
kidney in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You will work properly in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for your mercy upon her. We ask that you'd help her through. We ask that you'd strengthen her body. We ask that you'd encourage her as she walks through physical difficulties, Father. Help her. Help her not be in despair or sorrowful that her body is breaking down like all of ours are
Thank
breaking
you, Lord.
Down. And when it does fully break down, guess what? We get to be with you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But we pray, Lord, for your grace every day that her mother would experience that beautiful grace to walk in that you provide each step of the way. And just help her, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Bring healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I pray now as we get into your word, we thank you so much for all that you've done so far. We just ask now that you go before us and lead us. Give me the words to say, and whoever wants to participate, Lord, I pray that you give them the words to say and that we come in agreement with your scriptures and all of what you've done in your word. And we just we thank you now for your word. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.